Hi, I'm Bess Bassett. I'm a public health major at Elon. I'm also a senior. I studied abroad in Cape Town, South Africa in the fall of 2019, and I'm telling Anna the story about my first experience with load shedding and how that affected me.
What is load shedding?
So South Africa has difficulty meeting the demand of like electrical power. They're in like one of their worst energy crises. So basically what they did around December 2019 into I think like March 2020 is they identified districts, and each district would kind of like their electrical power would be cut like during throughout the day, right? And a fair amount of people have generators, but do those generators work? Not necessarily. So I remember we got the email about it, and our school was like, all right, like load shedding is going to happen, because it's basically they have to cut the power or else it'll be like a total electrical like blackout for the whole country, basically, or at least for Cape Town. So they have to kind of like limit the power or else it'll just be this like complete blackout, right? So we get the email and our school tells us that there's going to be load shedding, and we're just kind of like, okay, like whatever, right? And this was around our finals. So I remember we were working on papers downstairs, like our final papers, and the power goes out. And we really didn't prepare, so we didn't have anything charged. I remember that being a problem. So we're trying to turn in essays, but there's no Wi-Fi, and our laptops are dying. And I also remember my parents were visiting. So we were supposed to meet them for dinner down the street, I think in an hour or so. The restaurant had closed. So we're trying to figure out where we should take them and what we should do, right? And it was just one of the most interesting situations, because this is like something that's never really like happened to me in America. Like, of course, we've had like situations where we've lost power. But the idea of like the load shedding and it being just completely cut off, and you're just kind of like trying to adapt to that, and they're not really like being an excuse, like you're just kind of like, you still got to get your work done, still have to meet your parents for dinner. So just like kind of adapting to that was really interesting for me.
Wow, how long was the power out for?
So so they would kind of like filter out the district. So I remember like that I think was like a day or two long, and then next week you would have a day or two. So you had like designated times that you just were without power. But we were in the southern suburbs, right by the University of Cape Town. But if we went across Cape Town to like Camps Bay, they could have power. So it was just like very interesting, like trying to figure out and navigate what we were supposed to do in that situation. And also just trying to explain to my parents, you know, like this is something they haven't experienced either. And I think it's so quick to like jump to like stereotypes and be like, oh, this is a corrupt country, this isn't effective, you know, but really just like understanding this may be different from what we know, but this is just the way things kind of are, and you just kind of have to adapt to that and like work through it, I guess.
Right. Do you think you had an easier time adapting because it was at the end of your experience, like you had already learned how to adapt to so many other parts of the culture?
I think so, yeah. That's actually a really good question. I feel like I had a better grasp about like the social political environment of Cape Town, and I feel like I also had good outlets. So like talking to my professors or talking to the school admin was really helpful in just like kind of navigating that situation. I think it was like that really came out, I guess, in like trying to explain the situation to my parents, because my parents were like, what the heck is going on, you know? So that's actually very fair that I think it was easier for me to adapt at the end and then try and explain that and work through that.
Right. Thank you for sharing.
Of course. And I really wanted to use this example to highlight a few things that I experienced that I feel like a lot of people shared an underlying theme when they were abroad. Firstly, this example really just highlights the consistent challenges even at the end of study abroad, which was something I initially never considered. Many of my adjustments in Cape Town were personal and happened at the beginning, such as adjusting to the food, the clothes, and the speed of society. And I really never took into account that there was going to be political obstacles that would occur that were out of my control, and also just obstacles at the end of this experience. I felt so comfortable in Cape Town, but really just highlights the continual like challenges that may arise during abroad and how those may shock you, and you may have to adjust to those pretty quickly. and really just also challenging social nuances, such as the role of productivity. I think America is very go, go, go. So just adjusting to that, and other social nuances that you aren't really like told about or prepared for or may not experience until your months into your abroad experience.